真正喜欢上 Lady Gaga 呢，是看了她在接受谷歌的一期采访节目之后啊。我们通常看到的只是她叛逆的性格以及各种奇装异服，但是，看那期节目的时候，你听他讲话就知道，在华丽怪异的服装之下，嘎嘎其实是内心特别坚毅、特别强大、特别美，并且孜孜以求、追逐梦想的 true artist， 真正的艺术家。那今天要分享来自于他的这首 Million Reasons， 大家可以把这首歌当作爱情歌曲来听，那也可以把它单纯的当作励志歌来听。
You're giving me a million reasons to let you go. You're giving me a million reasons to quit the show. You're giving me a million reasons. Give me a million reasons. Giving me a million reasons. About a million reasons. If I had a highway, I would run for the hills. If you could find a dry way, I'd forever be still. But you're giving me a million reasons. Give me a million reasons. Giving me a million reasons. About a million reasons. I bow down to pray. I try to make the worst seem better. Lord, show me the way to cut through all this worn out leather. I've got 100 million reasons to walk away. But baby, I just need one good one to stay. Head stuck in a cycle, I look off and I stare. It's like that I've stopped breathing but completely aware. Cause you're giving me a million reasons. Give me a million reasons. Giving me a million reasons. About a million reasons. And if you say something that you might even mean, it's hard to even fathom which parts I should believe. Cause you're giving me a million reasons. Give me a million reasons. Giving me a million reasons. About a million reasons.
这首歌印象最深刻的两句歌词不过于是，纵使离去的理由有千万个，留下来却只需一个。 I've got 100 million reasons to walk away, but baby, I just need one good one, good one to stay. 好了，音乐之后呢，想跟大家分享一些 Gaga 说过的话。那听完这些话，应该是对咱们也有一定启发的。
If I had a highway, I would run for the hills. If you could find a dry way, I'd forever be still.
刚才他说，作为一个表演者来说的话，我是狂野不羁的，但是作为一个个人的话，我有着自己严格的道德尺度。作为一个表演者 ，as a performer。I'm outrageous and wild. But as a person, I have a very strong moral code. 这句话里面的这个 performer 就是表演者的意思， outrageous 就是让人特别难以忍受的，让人生气的， wild 就是狂野。那 outrageous 和 wild 放在一起呢，我们可以把它翻译成狂野不羁。然后他说 But as a person I have a very strong moral code。 Moral 就是道德上的， Code 就是规范或者要求。那么这里的 A very strong moral code 就是非常严格的一个道德尺度或者道德要求。As a performer, I'm outrageous and wild, but as a person, I have a very strong moral code. 我们接下来听下面一句，下面就是他说，生活的美丽与否与奢华是无关的，我不需要那些奢华。有好几年我几乎是破产的状态，但是我依然骄傲，依然美丽，我现在也是这样子。A glamorous life is quite different.To a life of luxury. I don't need luxury. For years, I was practically broke, but I was still very vain and glamorous, and I still am. 好，逐字来看一下。这句子里面有个单词叫做 glamorous, G-L-A-M-O-R-O-U-S, glamorous.Glamorous, 它是一个形容词，表示销魂夺魄的，或有吸引力的，充满冒险性的，迷人的，富有魅力的。里面还有一个短语叫 a life of luxury, 好，奢华的生活。注意一下单词 luxury, luxury, 它是一个名词 L-U-X-U-R-Y, 它是表示奢侈、奢华、奢侈品、享受等等。那它的一个形容词就是 luxurious, luxurious, L-U-X-U-R-I-O-U-S, 表示奢侈的、放纵的、特级的。这段话里面还有一个短语叫 for years, 多年来、数年来。后面的副词 practically, P-R-A-C-T-I-C-A-L-L-Y, practically, 表示几乎。我们再重听一下这段话，他说，生活的美丽与否和奢华无关，我不需要奢华。有好几年我几乎就彻底破产的这种状况，但是我那时候依然是骄傲，依然是美丽的，我现在也是这样子。 A glamorous life is quite different to a life of luxury. I don't need luxury. For years I was practically broke, but I was still very vain and glamorous, and I still am.好，我们听下面一段。下面一段呢是讲述他就是经历了一些生活的挫折以后呢，他的一个心路历程啊，来听一遍。他说，那个时候我刚刚经历过特别多的事情，精神是完全崩溃的状态，就跌到了谷底，当时的情况就足以把一个人逼疯这种状态。然后我妈妈那天知道情况以后呢，在电话那头尖叫的情形我是永远也忘不了的。我哭着跟他说，我说我觉得自己的人生已经完了，没有希望了，但是我是那么努力呀，然后我也没有那么糟糕啊，我该怎么办？然后我妈妈说，我再给你几个小时的时间来哭，时间到了之后你就不准再哭，你要振作起来，你要重回纽约，你要回去反击。I was completely mental and had just been through so much. I hit rock bottom, and it was enough to send a person over the edge. My mother knew the truth about that day, and she screamed so loud on the other end of the phone. I'll never forget it. I cried.I told her I thought my life was over and I have no hope, and I've worked so hard and I knew I was good. What would I do now? And she said, I'm gonna let you cry for a few more hours. And then, after those few hours are up, you're gonna stop crying. You're gonna pick yourself up. You're gonna go back to New York. And you're gonna kick some ass.一些词汇啊 ，mental， M-E-N-T-A-L， mental， 它可以作为形容词表示精神的，它也可以形容发疯的。他说 ，I was completely mental， 整个人已完全是疯掉了。还有一个短语叫 to hit rock bottom，hit H-I-T， 动词撞击 ，rock 石头 ，bottom 是底部的意思 ，rock bottom 就是最低谷。Over the edge, 边缘，那么在口语当中它也表示发疯，精神错乱。好，后面有个介词 up, 在这段话里面它表示结束的意思。它说 After those few hours are up, 那我给你这几个小时过了之后，完了之后。后面的我们来扩展一下关于这个 up 的一个用法，它用在短语 somebody's number is up， 某人的数字已经结束了，那在这个地方呢，它的意思就是气数已尽，要倒霉了或者要死亡了等等意思。 somebody's number is up 表示气数已尽，要倒霉了。听一下例句，谁也不知道什么时候会轮到自己倒霉。 You never know when your number will be up。刚这段话里面还有一个短语叫 to pick oneself up， pick oneself up 就是把自己捡起来，那也就是跌倒以后自己爬起来，振作起来。我们来扩展一下关于 pick up 这个词组的用法，它可以表示 a vehicle picks up speed， 就是车辆加速的时候，它可以直接接在这个 vehicle 后面， a vehiclePicks up speed 就是车辆可以加速，那么它也可以表示改善，就是变得更好，这样一个意思。一般是用在经济贸易方面，比如说 if trade or the economy of a country picks up it improves， 就是表示改善的意思。这段话里面还有一个词组叫 kick ass， kickK-I-C-K 它表示踢动词， ass 我们都知道表屁股的意思， kick ass 字面意思就是踢屁股，那么它可以引申为就是变得了不起，变得很厉害很拽。听一下例句啊，他有一台特别棒的相机， He has some kick ass camera。 那这个地方的话， kick ass 就变成一个形容词，相当于形容词的一个功能在这句子里面。 He has some kick ass camera， 他有一台特别棒的相机。今天下午的比赛我们一定要好好露一手。We will kick some ass this afternoon at the match. Good one. 以上就是今天可乐听歌学语栏目所有内容了，非常感谢各位的收听和陪伴，我是琳达，咱们下期见。
Baby, I just need one good one to stay.